KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies. It's 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for scattered light rain or snow today and a high around 40 with temperatures otherwise hovering around the mid-30s. Winds will be north-northwesterly at 20 to 35 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. There is a freeze watch. It'll be in effect primarily from 7 p.m. on Tuesday through 10 a.m. Wednesday for those counties along and south of Interstate 80. And that does include Dallas County in the north part of Interstate 80. Again, that's in effect from 7 p.m. Tuesday through 10 a.m. Wednesday. After light snow accumulations over the south into Tuesday morning, the cold air will follow with sub-freezing temperatures as low as 28 degrees possible Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. The frost and freeze could kill any sensitive vegetation and possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. In the news, two men from Pottawatomie County were arrested around 1:23 a.m. today, Monday, in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 25-year-old Robert Michael Guzman Jr. of Carter Lake and 24-year-old Jacob Lee Maddox of Council Bluffs were taken into custody for possession of marijuana. The men were transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash-only bond each. Although its origins are uncertain, April 20th, commonly known as 420, has become synonymous with marijuana use, and in some circles, the date is a marijuana holiday. On Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, there will likely be an increase in marijuana use. To help keep drug-impaired drivers off the road, the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, Region 7, which includes Iowa, is spreading the message that drug-impaired driving of any kind is dangerous and illegal. NHTSA wants to remind all drivers, if you feel different, you drive different, drive high, and get a DUI. Just like drunk driving, drug-impaired driving is illegal nationally, and yet 25.1% of crashes where results are known across the country involve a driver who tested positive for drugs. Over the past 25 years, the number of automobile crashes with fatalities where at least one driver involved tested positive for drugs has surged across all Region 7 states as well. In 2019, the percent of crashes with fatalities where at least one driver tested positive for drugs, Arkansas 36%, Iowa 16%, Kansas 18%, Missouri 33%, and Nebraska, the rate was 9%. This is why officials say it's so important that we spread this life-saving message. Again, if you feel different, you drive high, you get a DUI. If you think driving while high won't affect you, you're wrong. Officials say regardless of the term used, if a person is high, stoned, wasted, or drunk, they are impaired. Driving while impaired by any substance is illegal and can be deadly to the driver and other road users. It's just that simple. NHTSA Region 7 Administrator Susan DeCourcy says drug-impaired driving is a safety issue for everyone on the road. We hope that people will think twice before driving while impaired by drugs. It is deadly for the driver and his or her passengers and for other people on the roadways. If you're taking any type of drug, prescription, over-the-counter, or illegal, pass your keys to a sober driver. And remember, a DUI is for more than just alcohol. There are many resources available to help you get home safely. So plan ahead and designate a sober driver. Use public transportation or a rideshare service. Law enforcement partners will make zero exceptions. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard as of 10 a.m. on Sunday said there had been three additional deaths reported since 10 a.m. Saturday, bringing the 24-hour pandemic the pandemic death toll to 5,881. Long-term care facility deaths accounted for 2,302 of the total number of deaths across the state, an increase of three since Saturday. There were 841 additional positive test results for COVID-19 returned from the labs for a total of 389,172. There are now two long-term care facility outbreaks, which is down one from the past week, with 23 positive cases among residents and staff at those facilities. More than 2 million COVID-19 vaccine doses had been administered in Iowa as of Sunday, and 870,794 individuals had completed the vaccine series. Health officials say COVID-related hospitalizations are down from 233 Saturday to 204 as of Sunday. There were 48 COVID patients in an ICU. 30 people with COVID symptoms were admitted to a hospital across the state, compared to 57 the previous day, and 20 patients remained on a ventilator. RMCC Region 4 hospitals, those in western and southwest Iowa, said there were 23 hospitalized with COVID, 11 COVID patients in an ICU. One person had been admitted with symptoms of COVID, and there remained three COVID patients on a ventilator. The 14-day positivity rate in Iowa was 4.5%, and the 7-day positivity rate was at 4.3%. We'll get our 24-hour figures on those same stats updated for you at 10 o'clock. Members of the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board will meet this evening at 5:15 via Zoom, the link to which is in this same story on our news page. Action items and our new business on their agenda for the meeting include Sunnyside tennis court bathrooms, dog park upgrades, summer programs, an updated campground kiosk. They'll talk about spotlight days, online recreation item reservations, and Little League and Soccer Association. And in his report, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Brian Rasmussen will discuss nesting boxes, controlled burns, the Easter egg cruise, a review of that event, groundskeeper applications, and much more. The Griswold School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at 5:30 in the conference room, and some of the items they'll discuss and or act upon during their meeting include approval of snow day makeup plan, approval of an HVAC automated system service contract, approval of a superintendent sharing agreement and individual contract, approval of book fees for the upcoming school year, approval of the auditorium stage floor repair, approval of a contract adjustment for the transportation director, and approval of the 2021 list of graduates. They'll also discuss sharing a vocal teacher with Villisca and the middle school high school principal search in Griswold, and then there will be a closed session for action on separate personnel matters. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.